Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode's brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan doing any online shopping, first go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. Well, today's episode's going to be The Cisco Kid. Original air dates, April 13th, 1954, and the title is Bag Art. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
Adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho, Domino.
The Cisco Kid. The Cisco Kid, in our gripping story, The Braggart. As the fame of the Cisco Kid spread throughout the great Southwest, more and more outlaws feared him and wanted him out of the way. More and more sheriffs wondered if he was on the side of law and order or not. Thus went the feeling in the booming frontier town of Sage. As our story opens, it is late Saturday afternoon, and two men are talking as they watch the town fill with cowboys, railroad construction workers, and others bent on a weekend celebration.
Tonight would be a good night to knock off the bank, Mills.
Yeah, just what I'm figuring, Brad. The sheriff will be busy keeping an eye on all these hombres.
It ain't the sheriff I'm worrying about. It's the Cisco Kid.
That hombre, is he around?
Yeah, him and his partner are camped outside of town, out by the river. I passed the camp early this afternoon as I rode into town.
Maybe we'd better hold off for a while, Brad.
Hold off nothing. If Cisco comes into town, we'll figure to frame him.
How?
Well, I don't know, but... Hey, wait a minute. Yeah. Here comes that bragging lout of a Hunk Hurlitz.
What's he got to do with
it? Never mind, I'll do the talking. Oh, howdy, Hunk, howdy.
Howdy.
I can outright outshoot and outlick any man in the place.
Sure,
yeah, or anybody else.
Yeah, except maybe the Cisco Kid.
Oh, Cisco Kid, huh? You just show me that Cisco Kid, and I'll bend him in two and break him.
Might be you'll have a chance, Hunk.
Yeah, maybe Cisco will be in town tonight.
If Cisco does come in here tonight, I'll show you. I'll show the whole town. I can outright outshoot and outfight him.
Someday somebody's going to call that fool. Mm-hmm. What'd you mention Cisco for, Brad?
Because I want to make trouble between Cisco and Hunk, so as everybody will know about it. And that... Hey, wait a minute, look. Ain't that Cisco and his partner riding into town from the other end of the street?
Sure is.
Yeah. Guess that trouble's nearer than we thought.
Town of Sage look like a live town, Cisco.
Looks like a very live town, Pancho.
Uh-huh.
There'll be plenty going on here tonight.
Yeah.
But you and I do not need to stay.
We go to the cafe, Cisco, no?
See, we go to the cafe and have a good meal. Ride back to our camp and turn in early.
But Pancho like to look around the town.
We can look around the town before we go into the cafe, Pancho. However, we'll see what happens. Oh, devil.
Oh, look, oh, look, oh, oh.
We can stand outside the cafe a few minutes if you wish, Pancho, and watch the goings on.
See, stand outside the cafe. Here come the sheriff, Cisco.
Oh, see. Buenas tardes, señor sheriff.
Buenas tardes, señor sheriff.
Howdy. Just got one question to ask you, Cisco. You two in town peaceable, or do you aim to make trouble?
We're in town to eat our supper at the cafe, sheriff.
Not make the trouble, señor sheriff.
That's all I want to know. Just wanted to know your intentions.
You need not worry about us. We are going to return to our camp early.
Well, well, if it ain't the great Cisco Kid. So you think you're a great fighter, huh?
Easy now, Hunk. Let's have no trouble from you.
Oh, you ain't gonna have no trouble from me, Sheriff, 'cause nobody wants trouble with me. Now, you Cisco kid.
Look out, Cisco. You want me to come at you?
I'll beat your brains out, Cisco.
Let it out, Hunk, or I'll run you in.
Let him come, Sheriff, if he wishes. I do not like to fight. The sooner an over like this is calmed down, the less trouble you will make for others.
I'll tear you apart.
You picked the wrong man, hombre.
You'll tear no one apart. I'm getting sick of this fight. So let us end it here and now.
You big baboon, you. What do you mean by picking on poor Hunk?
Santos, what is this?
Cisco not pick on poor Hunk, senorita. Poor Hunk pick on Cisco.
Shut up. I ain't talking to you.
Huh?
Everybody picks on Hunk.
Cut it out, sis. Cut it out. Hunk started this himself. Served him right.
Oh, you're all alike. Even you, Joe. It's all right, Hunk. I'll help you out. Jenny, help me.
Do I understand the senorita is your sister, Sheriff?
Yes, she runs the cafe. Well, I'll be moseying along, Cisco, but take it easy.
The senorita likes poor Hunk, Cisco.
It seems that she does, Pancho, but come, let us go into the cafe and have our supper. That is, if we can be waited upon after this.
Things are working nice, Nels.
Maybe, but Hunk sure didn't get far with Cisco. By Judas, saw that man to fight.
Yeah, what's the difference? Main thing is, they've had trouble. Now, if we can just get them to have more trouble...
How?
Hey, wait a minute. Wait. There's Hunk across the street. Hey, Hunk!
Huh?
Come over here, will you?
What do you want?
Well, come over here a minute.
All right.
Yeah, kind of got mixed up with the wrong man, didn't you?
Oh, I'll show him. You wait and see if I don't.
Making a fool of you in front of Miss Sally. I wouldn't stand for that if I were you, Hunk.
No. Why don't you get him when he comes out of the cafe? You're wearing guns, Hunk. Use them.
Oh, I ain't shooting no man down from behind. I fight fair, Brad.
Who said you had to shoot him down from behind? You're quicker on the draw than he is.
Yeah, I figure I am.
All right, then go after him. You want Miss Sally to think you're yeller?
Maybe I will go after him. That's a good idea, boys. I'll go after him when he comes out of the cafe.
Yeah. All right, come on, Nels. We're going to follow him.
What for?
Because I'm going to gun him down.
Who, Hunk?
Yeah, Hunk.
But what in blazes...
Listen, Nels, listen. When we knock off that bank, I want to know Cisco's locked up and out of the way.
All right,
if Cisco and Hunk draw on each other and I gun down Hunk, it's going to look as if Cisco got him. He'd stand in the shadow around the corner of the cafe out of sight. And when Cisco draws, I'll let Hunk have it.
But why do you mix into this, Brad? Cisco's faster on the draw than Hunk. He's twice as fast.
Yeah, but he never kills anybody. And I want Cisco run in for murder.
Got enough to eat, Pancho?
Pancho thinks so, Cisco. And Pancho could eat another bowl of beef stew, but...
Bowl of beef stew?
Uh-huh.
Mother of me, Pancho, you've already had 3 bowls of beef stew, 2 plates of hot biscuits, 1 big steak, and 1/2 a gooseberry pie.
But only 1/2 a gooseberry pie, Cisco.
You've had enough food to last you until tomorrow morning. Now, come on. Let us get out of here and be on our way back to camp. Come on.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, there's your money, senorita. It was a very fine meal.
Very fine meal.
Thanks. I served you this time, but from now on, you can stay out of here, Cisco.
As you wish, senorita.
Not no more of the good beef stew.
You heard what I said. Now get going.
Huh?
One can only wish, senorita, that the excellence of your food might be reflected in the quality of your disposition.
Why, you...
Adios, senorita.
Adios, beef stew. Either she not like us, Cisco.
No, she does not, Pancho.
Oh, look, Cisco. Hunk hombre come across the street.
Stand where you are, Cisco.
See? What can we do for you this time?
You can draw that gun, Cisco.
Oh, come now. Let us not carry our quarrel this far.
I said you could draw that gun. That's what I meant. Go after it now, Cisco, because my gun's coming to smoke.
Look out, Cisco. He draws. Bueno, Cisco. Shoot the gun at his hand.
Madre mía. He's falling to the ground, Pancho.
Huh?
Those other 2 shots. Who fired them?
Hey, Sheriff! Sheriff!
Yep, on the way.
Well, your gun dropped down, did you, Cisco?
No, Sheriff, I did not.
Hombre, Duran, Cisco, fue, Sheriff.
I aimed to shoot that gun out of his hand, Sheriff, and that is what I did. Two other shots were fired right after we fired. They came from close by.
That's pretty thin, Cisco.
It's the truth, Sheriff.
Cisco not lie to you. Cisco not ever lie.
How many shots did you fire?
One.
And Hunk's been hit by two bullets. Come on, you two. You're coming to jail.
We not go to the jail, Cisco, no.
Si, Pancho. We'll go with the sheriff.
But Cisco...
We will go to the jail with the sheriff, Pancho.
Hear that, Cisco? It's not good.
Do not show fear, Pancho. That's the worst thing you can do. I've changed my mind about going to jail. Be ready to act when I do.
None of that now, boys. These two are going to have a fair trial by law. And the first hombre who tries to rush him will get in trouble with me. All right, Cisco. In you go.
One moment before we go in, Sheriff. I have one question to ask you.
All right, what is it? Hurry up about it.
Do you believe my story that I did not fire those two shots?
No, I don't, Cisco.
Very well. You have been fair, Sheriff. And I do not like to do this, but I must...
Coyotes!
Come on, Pancho. Round the building. Run for it.
Pancho, run, Cisco!
Cut him down, boys!
Just in time, Pancho. Bravo!
Logo!
Now it is... Now there's no place for us, Pancho.
No place for us!
Up, Jello, up,
Jello! Go, 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 go!
Horses at the back of the bank, so if anybody comes along, we can make a quick getaway.
Won't be anybody along now, Brad. It's almost 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Unless it might be the Cisco kid.
Cisco ain't coming back here. What with everybody in town ready to string him up? But now he's miles away from here.
What about Hunk? Heard somebody say he ain't dead yet.
Yeah, he's over at the doctor's now. Don't make no difference whether he dies or not. He's served his purpose. Oh, here we are. Whoop,
whoop. Whoa. All right.
Now, we can get to work.
Here. You got tools?
Yeah, I got them. The right. Hey, wait a minute, wait. Here comes somebody. Yeah, walking right this way.
It's the girl, Brad.
Yeah.
Sheriff's sister. She's on her way home from the cafe.
Uh-huh. Probably got the day's receipts with her, too. Yeah, we can use that money.
Yeah.
Get back in the shadows, Nels. When she passes by, we'll grab her. Now, you put your hand over her mouth so she don't yell out. Yeah.
Oh, grab her, Nels. I got her.
Oh, that's it. Now, here, take this kerchief. Never mind. All right, I got the rope off of my saddle.
You're a regular little wildcat, Brad.
Now, here, this will hold her. Tie her good and tight. We're going to have to take her with us.
Yeah, here's the money bag, too.
Sure, I'm glad you come along, Miss Sally. Mighty glad.
What we do back here at the cafe, Cisco?
I think the shots the sheriff blamed on me came from these point, Pancho, and I want to look for the cartridge cases. And if I find them, we... Look, Pancho.
Wait.
Flicker of light inside the bank.
Inside the bank?
Come on, Pancho.
Mm-hmm.
Right over there. Up the other, come on.
Loco, come on. Loco.
Pancho.
Huh?
Somebody's coming out of the back of the bank.
They see us, Cisco.
Come on, Nels. Ride for it. Open up on them.
Hold up. Ho. Pancho, you are hit. Madre mia. Pancho.
Not only is Pancho hit and perhaps seriously wounded, but the gunshots will arouse the town. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid. Now, back to the Cisco Kid and our gripping story, The Braggart. Cisco and Pancho became innocently involved in a shooting scrape when two outlaws enraged the braggart, Hunk Hurlitz, to the point where he challenged Cisco to a gunfight. Then, from hiding, the outlaws shot Hunk down, and Cisco was arrested for it. But our friends got away from the sheriff to return to the town late at night, just as the outlaws emerged from the bank. When they fired, Pancho fell from his horse. And now...
Pancho! Pancho!
Oh, Pancho, here's Cisco from way off.
Pancho, let me see where the bullet hit you.
Pancho not hurt bad, Cisco. The bullet just grazed Pancho's head.
I hope that is all, amigo. You stand up on your feet.
Pancho, try, Cisco.
I will help you, Chico.
Come on, boy! Pancho! Over this way!
What all the noise, Cisco?
Sheriff and his posse are coming, Pancho. You must get away from them. Can you get up on your horse? Come on.
Pancho, all right, Cisco. Don't worry about Pancho.
There you are, boy! Right on.
You are not quite in time, Sheriff.
Let him have it, boy.
You go first, Pancho. Our father will make sure you stay on your horse.
Go, Logo. Go now.
Okay,
go.
Well, come on now. Get down. Yeah. Come on, Romeo. I've not been shot at so much for months. Do a little shooting myself, I think, just to spoil their aim. Now, that way. Yeah. Well, we can stop now if you wish, Pancho. Take the sheriff and his men Santana to get their horses. We are out of range of their gunfire.
Pancho, I don't want to stop, Cisco. And Pancho bathed his head in the river. And Pancho be all right.
Very well, then. We'll ride back to our camp.
We'll ride anywhere Cisco
says. No, no. We'll ride back to camp, Chico.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be sure that wound of yours is all right.
Okay.
Also, I think those bandidos may come to our camp after us.
Who the bandidos, Cisco?
So far, I do not know, Pancho. Except that one of them is called Nels.
Nels.
There's no doubt they are out to get us, whoever they are. I believe they framed the shooting of young Senor Hunk.
So we get the blame, no?
Exactly. So we will get the blame. Also, I have no doubt they are the ones who robbed that bank.
But why they want to get us, Cisco?
That I do not know. But I believe they will want us badly enough to come to our camp after us. So we will go there and wait. Come, Pancho. Let us get to camp.
Here's the hideout, Nels.
Whoa.
All right, now. You take the girl into the cabin, Nels, and keep her there until I get back.
Till you get back? Where are you going?
I'm going after that Cisco kid. I'm riding to his camp right now.
How do you know he'll be there?
He'll be there sooner or later, won't he? All right, then. I'll wait till he comes.
What's the matter with me going with you? This girl's tied up so she can't get away.
Oh, listen, you fool. As soon as daylight comes, and it ain't far off, the sheriff will be out riding this country with a posse. You want him to walk into this cabin and find the girl and all that money?
All right, I'll stay. But make it as quick as you can, Brad. It's time we was heading out of here, fast.
We can head out of here a lot faster as soon as I know Cisco can't follow us. All right, I'll be back inside of a couple of hours. So long.
Pancho sleepy, Cisco. Nobody come along the trail.
Just the same, I'm going to wait until I am sure. If you want to sleep, Pancho, go and find yourself a place among the trees. But do not go back to camp. You might be shot down from a distance.
Pancho stay with Cisco. Well, Pancho don't know if Pancho keep his eyes open.
It's getting daylight now, so it should not be so hard for you to keep awake.
Pancho keep awake. Pancho talk to Cisco. Why did you let the sheriff start to arrest us, Cisco?
Because I wanted some time to think.
Think what?
Why anybody should try to frame us as they did.
Uh-huh.
When I saw that mob gathering, I decided that jail was no place for us.
Listen, Cisco. Rider come.
See. Just one rider. Get back out of sight, Pancho.
See, Cisco.
I will stay here on this little rise of ground and watch. If the rider stops and looks over our camp down there, I will know he is one of the two we want.
Pancho, I go to sleep now.
And
Pancho, watch too.
Shh, quieto,
Pancho.
Quieto, Pancho. Better be sure there's a cartridge in the chamber of this rifle.
He go look at the camp, Cisco.
See, he must be one of the hombres. I'm going after him, amigo.
He turns, Cisco. He sees you.
Hey. See, but not quite in time.
Hey, what?
I will take that rifle from you, hombre. I'll take that rifle. Now we are on even terms.
All right, I'll get you with my fist.
It's your privilege to try, Omri. But I do not think it will get you anywhere except flat on your back.
He get up again, Cisco. Hit him again.
That's enough.
Stand up.
All right. No more.
You came to this camp to kill us, Omri.
Oh, no, I...
Do not deny it. I know you did. You are also one of the hombres who shot down Senor Hunk and robbed the bank.
Cisco, you can't prove nothing.
Cisco prove plenty, hombre.
We'll see whether I can or not. Tie this hombre's hands behind his back, Pancho.
Si, Cisco. Pancho, go get the rope.
First thing you will do is lead us to your partner, the other bandido.
Yeah, just try and make me.
Hombre, I'm not going to fool with you for one second. I do not like chaos who try to frame me and then kill me. Put up your hands and we'll fight some more.
No. I said I had enough.
You will take us to that other bandido?
I think I got your rope, Cisco.
Well, hombre.
All right. I'll lead you to Nels.
Nels?
Yeah. Just keep them fists of yours away from me, Cisco. You hit harder than any man I ever met up with.
Oh, where's Brad?
Probably Cisco's got him by this time, you maverick.
Now, listen, I took the gag out of your mouth so you'd be more comfortable. But any more of that kind of talk and the gag goes on again.
Why, you bandit. If my brother ever gets his hands on you, he'll take you apart. So will Cisco. I'm beginning to think I had him all wrong.
Shut up, I say.
Wearing yourself into a bad case of nerves, ain't you? Pacing back and forth like that.
It's broad daylight. Brad should have been back an hour ago.
Well, why don't you run right out and look for him?
Well, I sure ain't waiting any longer.
Sure, go ahead. Skip out on your partner.
You'd like to have me stay here, wouldn't you? Because your brother, the sheriff, would catch up with me. You think if you talk that way, I will stay. Well, I ain't going to. I'm lighting out right now. After I kill you.
After what?
You heard what I said. You don't think I'd leave you alive to talk, do you?
Well, you're even yellower than I thought you were.
Go ahead, talk while you can. In 1 minute more, you'll be gone.
No, you can't do that. You'd have it on your mind for the rest of your life. Think it over, mister. Put away that gun. Think it over. You can't shoot me down this way.
Just exactly what I'm going to do. What in thunder? It's the Cisco Kid.
Ho, ho, ho.
Keep an eye on that over, Pancho.
Yes.
I'll go in the cabin.
Cisco, by thunder, you won't get far.
Look out, Cisco. He's going to shoot.
He fights no better than he shoots. We should have no trouble with him, senorita.
Drop that gun. Drop it or I will break your arm. There. That is better. Now we will end this quickly.
Well, you do all right, Cisco. You sure do all right.
Gracias, senorita. I'll cut those ropes that tie you.
I don't mind saying I'm mighty glad you got here, Cisco. He was going to shoot me.
On the way here, the other hombre told us we would find you here as a prisoner. We got here as quickly as we could. There you are.
Cisco, the sheriff in the back is gone.
That is fine, Pancho. They could not have arrived at a better time.
Oh. Deputy, keep the fat one covered.
All right, I got
him. Cisco, if you're in there, come out with your hands up.
As you will, Senor Sheriff.
Just a minute, Joe. Who the blue blazes do you think you're talking to?
Well, I'll be... Sally, what you doing here?
It's a long story, Joe. Tell you that later, but the Cisco Kid and Pancho ain't the ones you want. They've been framed all the way through. I heard those other two baboons laughing about it.
And they not laugh now, no?
Gracias, senorita. I think it might be a good idea, Senor Sheriff, if we all rode back to town and talked this over. With the help of your sister, the senorita, as well as the confessions of these two hombres, I'm sure we can convince you that you made a slight error in judgment.
How about some more breakfast, Pancho?
Gracias, senorita. No, Pancho has four more bowls of beef stew for breakfast.
I do not know where he puts it all, senorita.
Neither do I, Cisco. But let him eat all he wants to. This is on the house.
Pancho doesn't want to see no more beef stew for hours.
Seriously, though, I can't ever repay you two.
Please, say no more about it, senorita. We were glad of the chance to do what we could.
Si, bring the bandidos to the jail.
And I'm also glad to hear that Senor Hunk is going to live.
Yes. The doctor said he'd pull through. I know Hunk does a lot of talking and he brags a lot, but... For all that, he's a pretty square hombre.
You like him, do you not, senorita?
Yes I do.
Then I'm sure I will like him, too. And perhaps you will invite Pancho and me to the wedding.
I sure will, Cisco. You can count on it.
We will look forward to it. Until then, senorita, hasta la vista.
Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
What'd that sign say over in the window?
Over in the window of the hardware store, amigo?
In the hardware store.
It says cast iron sinks.
Cast iron sinks?
Si.
Anybody know this, Cisco, that cast iron sinks?
No. That is not the meaning, Chico.
No?
The sign means that the store has cast iron sinks to sell.
Oh, to sell.
Si, you wouldn't know those things, Pancho, if you had gone to school and learned to read.
Oh, Pancho go to school once, Cisco, but Pancho got to leave quick.
Huh? Why did you have to leave school quickly?
Because Pancho got troubles with this...
Dyspepsia?
Pancho got troubles with this dyspepsia.
Oh, but Pancho, dyspepsia is a strange thing for a young boy to have.
Pancho got troubles with dyspepsia.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, Chico. Tell me, was it very serious?
Oh, no, not serious, Cisco. Pancho got troubles with dyspepsia because Pancho not could spell it.
Oh, Pancho!
Oh, is she so?
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.
Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed this special episode of OTRWesterns.com. Check out the show notes site, OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. We're on Twitter, @OTRWesterns. Also on Facebook, facebook.com/OTRWesterns. And please rate us on iTunes. Just search OTR Westerns. We have multiple podcasts, so if you subscribe to this specific feed, then please do leave feedback on that one. Rate us high so we can go ahead and get nominated and all that other good stuff. This podcast is copyright 2011, under attribution, non-commercial, share-alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. That's it. Have a great day. Again, thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoyed.